Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Irish people are no strangers to emigration. In fact, last year, nearly 14,000 of us moved to Australia alone. The majority will have been young, but data now shows emigration is on the rise among older people too. So what's behind this wave of middle-aged emigration, and is it a cause for inspiration or concern? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Emigration has long been part of the Irish story.
There's a really long history of people emigrating from Ireland, and it goes back centuries.
With countless young people packing their bags to head away and try their luck abroad.
Australia just kind of let it take the wheel, and then they end up where you end up.
But in recent years, the age of Irish emigrants has gotten older.
The percentage of people aged between 45 and 64 has pretty much doubled.
And their reasons for leaving more diverse.
You see how much bigger the world is, how much it has to offer, how you can cross these bridges with different cultures and find commonalities.
So who are Ireland's elder emigrants?
I'm 44 years old. My name is Susie Freeman.
What's the impact on those left at home?
If they have elderly parents at home, they really don't want to leave, but they really don't feel that they have a choice.
And is the trend of middle-aged emigration here to stay?
So we have lots of stories of people leaving Ireland as adventurers, going to the Americas, North America, South America, going to Asia. There's a really intriguing pattern of migration, for example, between Ireland and Newfoundland that dates back to the 18th century, where people would go as seasonal migrants to Newfoundland to fish for cod over winter and then return to Ireland. So there are lots of stories like that.
Mary Gilmartin is a professor in the Department of Geography at Maynooth University.
I've been looking at the age profile of people who've been emigrating from Ireland since 1987. And what we've seen across all of those years is while in general, the main category of people emigrating from Ireland are in the 25 to 44 age category, that what we've seen is a reduction in the percentage of people aged between 15 and 24 who are emigrating, and an increase in the percentage of people aged between 45 to 64. So the percentage of people aged between 45 and 64 emigrating has pretty much doubled since the 1980s. So it would have been around 4 or 5% of all emigrants in the 1980s, and now it's averaging around 10%. And we don't really have an explanation for that yet, but it's an interesting pattern.
I think the big one really comes down to is rent. The cost of rent here, it's still quite high, but it's like the availability and the selection is pretty good here. Being able to move out and start living on your own is a big kind of a chapter and kind of your kind of development overall. And you're kind of really stripped of that at home, at mam and dad.
Aidan Pienaar from Trim, County Meath, moved to Australia 5 years ago.
You know, it's for your building relationships with friends and your partner and being able to live together is huge. I'm back when I used to live home in Ireland, I used to live separately from my partner and having to travel back and forth and commuting. And it's really straining. Basic stuff, meeting up for drinks on a midweek. My mammy would have to drop me to the pub. My friend's mammy would have to drop him to the pub. And my friend's other friend's mammy would have to drop him to the pub. And then come around 11 p.m, the same mammies have to come and collect us, because taxi from Trim to my local village 50 minutes away is like €50 return. So it's not even an option. So socially, it really, really hinders you.
Emigrating at any age comes with its challenges. But the older you do so, the more emotional they may become.
Funerals is a huge one. My partner over here, she's had a few people pass away at home. And that's when you feel the furthest away, is when someone passes away at home and you're not there. And then it's a quick, sudden purchase of a flight. You can't even, like with a wedding, at least you can kind of book that in advance and plan it a bit. But usually with a funeral, it's kind of quick. And that's when you feel furthest away. You're watching funerals over streams, which obviously isn't the best way to do it, but it's the best we have out here. But yeah, the distance is huge when it comes to, you know, our age group now, or older relatives. grandmothers and uncles and stuff are starting to pass away. That's when the distance really hurts, it really hits.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
If they have elderly parents at home, I think these are the type of people that really don't want to leave, but they really don't feel that they have a choice. So that's sad in my eyes, you know. They really don't feel there's any other option.
Audrey O'Connor is the founder and migration manager of Kelly and O'Connor Migration, and she's seeing more older clients than ever before.
I definitely see an increase, I suppose, from what I can hear on the phone. Families are struggling more than they ever have in Ireland in relation to the high cost of living. So definitely I've seen the skilled migration programme, which is up to the age of 45, definitely there's a huge increase there. And then the other one that has seen a massive increase, especially in the last 2 to 3 years, is corporate migration. So this visa is for short temporary work. So companies might have a project over in Australia, or they might be opening a facility in Australia and they need to send over a workforce. So that one has taken a big, big jump. Another very popular one would be the partner visa. This visa has no age criteria, so you just need to be in a relationship with an Australian citizen for at least 12 months. Or if you're over 3 years with an Australian citizen, you can then just get permanent residency, usually from the outset, because you're in a long-term relationship.
I grew up in Dalkey originally. My husband is Australian is going to be staying Australian, I'm guessing, for the time being. But we've been in Ireland for 11 years and, yeah, just decided that it was time for change. Yeah.
44-year-old Susie Freeman is one of an increasingly well-travelled Irish population who see middle-aged emigration in a positive light.
We're just here for a couple of weeks in Thailand on holidays and, you know, we ran into family one of the evenings when we were out, and I sort of said to them, oh, where are you guys from? And they said, oh, we're international. And that just really stayed with me. I just thought, wow, that's a really interesting way to describe yourself. And I suppose I do think that there is a sort of cohort maybe of people who like don't necessarily see moving to a place as necessarily being emigrating even. Like, you know, I don't really think of us as emigrating. I just think like it's the next piece of our life now that we're going to do in Australia. And then I don't know what the piece after that will be, you know, so the piece after that might be come back to Ireland. It might be go somewhere else. I suppose what I do know is that this is the next thing I want to do. And maybe I'm just not thinking far enough ahead. But I suppose I guess there's an element of just trying to live in the now and trying to think about what the next right thing is for you to do. I suppose I also think that, you know, distances are not what they used to be. And I know a lot of people are very concerned about, you know, too much air travel and all that. And I think that's definitely something to consider. But I also think, you know, you have one life. And if, especially when you have a family that are split across opposite sides of the world, you know, it's not as if you're leaving to go to Australia and you'll never come back like it would have been in the olden days. I think that now there is opportunities to come back more. And certainly with things like, you know, video calling and everything, it's absolutely not the same. And it can't compare to being there in person, but at least it allows you to maintain a bit more of a connection with people when you are away. Life is short, you know, why not try living in a few different places and traveling and doing that as much as you can, you know?
As well as temporary moves and permanent ones, some Irish families are choosing a life on the road.
We went to Greece and we went to Mauritius and we kind of got our homeschooling set up there. Mm. You know, so we were there for a few months.
Sarah Banks and her Irish husband left Dublin with their 4 boys for the adventure of a lifetime.
So it was basically just after COVID and we had just had our 4th son and we were in between houses. We had to leave. We were renting a house in Ranelagh and we needed to get out of that premise. And so it was just before we were about to buy a house that we decided to pack up and leave and went
traveling around the world. We were supposed to go for a year and we ended up staying for two because we just had so much fun. In making a decision like this, it's one of the hardest things for us was actually just to do something that was against the grain. You know, like there's, you know, to go and travel was definitely something we've always wanted to do. But when you're actually going to go, you're like, oh, should we be doing this? And I think the financial factor is the number one thing that'll hold you back. It's like, we just can't afford it, you know. But actually, because of the cost of living in Ireland and because of the cost of living in the rest of the world, you can find places where groceries are just cheaper or like, you know, the rent would be exactly the same as what, you know, we'd be spending here. So it doesn't become a natural hurdle. It doesn't become a boundary or a barrier, rather, to leave. You can go for the same and operate your life in the same way. I mean, flights and everything else balanced all out, we basically worked out to be the same. Coming back then, it was really interesting to sort of be reintegrated into this, into the our lives here. And all of a sudden, you start to see things differently. So one of the beautiful things that came out of it for the children was is that the teacher, one of the teachers called me about halfway through the year because they go to an Irish-speaking school and we weren't sure how they were going to keep up on their language. But one of the teachers called me and said, your children stand up taller than kids of their age, you know, because I think just that quiet confidence about them, maybe because they had seen a bit more or they had experienced what they have. And the other thing is that when we did come back and I had to get back into the school uniforms, you know, the kids into school uniforms, and I just realized, you know, seeing it with brand new eyes, I was like, wow, these uniforms actually haven't changed in a really long time. And so now my husband and I are starting a new business where we're trying to reinvent the school uniform for comfort, performance, and sustainability. Fly days uniforms. Initially, people sort of thought that this was like a form of escape or saying, oh, it's so expensive to live in Ireland and that's why you want to go someplace else. But actually, it does give you an opportunity to do so. And the rewards, you know, to be able to go out and to see the world and then to want to come back home, you know, I mean, this is an amazing country and culture. And I think that ultimately the draw for home and for community is just as rich as going out and seeing things.
And that report from Sarah Matt.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.